no one eats on Candy Apple like Gaston.
Okay, all right, let's get this show on the road with our brand new theme. Hey everyone, and welcome to Donatello's I can't read it. Anyways, I'm Donatello, and today we're joined by very special people. As soon as I can figure out who they are, we're joined by Gaston.
Right from the moment when I met her.
And we're also joined by Sergeant Carraro.
Reporting for duty.
And Tristan, who is not a monkey, or is a monkey?
No Donkey Kong jokes.
Okay, so probably a monkey. And nice Liz.
Hi, guys. I love everybody. And I have no fault with anything that any of you guys might like, ever.
And this other person, who I don't know.
I don't think anybody here wants to know me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, Plankton, I actually couldn't recognize your icon, so.
Well, I'm doing this on a business kind of deal, so I don't want to talk to anybody, all right? I'll just be here in the background doing whatever.
Okay, so Plankton, tell us about your day today.
My day? Hell, like every other day in my life, I'm trying to get the Krabby Patty, and then I'm stuck in a room with a bunch of losers, which, if you don't have a brain cell, means you guys.
Oh, we're not... Okay, I haven't really had that much work since the movie a million years ago, but I'm coming back, I'm doing some things for Nickelodeon, and it'll be good.
Yeah, buddy, that's great.
Just when you think that you're going to be a main character, they sweep the rug from under your feet and turn you into a robot monkey. That's what happens.
By the way, lava.
Hey, you guys are all stars of my heart, though, because I think that everyone here is just so special and awesome, and you're all, you know, great to be around.
Yeah, shut up, you loser.
Did you find Jesus or something?
No, the Lord found me, and I am such a happy person, and I have peace in my heart, finally.
Reborn, because... Liz.
Yes, there you go. That works. I like that one.
So, nice Liz, what is your opinion of Sonic fan characters?
Sonic fan characters, it takes the greatest amount of originality to take something that has already existed and to apply your own ideas and your opinions on them. I mean, that's really admirable for somebody to like something so much that they want to insert themselves into it because they just love the series that much and they care about it. I mean, what kind of talent? You have to have... I get so emotional when I think about it, because it makes me happy to see people be so creepy.
The niceness is killing me. Oh, God, it's bright.
What do you think of that one girl who called us and was harassing us and was saying, be right back alert?
Well, obviously, she had, you know, she must have had something in the oven for poor people or something, because, you know, otherwise...
Exactly four. No more, no less.
Yeah, she must have been doing something really important. Like, maybe her house is on fire, or somebody else's house is on fire, and she was, like, a volunteer firefighter, and she kept having to go put fires out. I mean, you have to, like, think positive with these kind of things.
I find you considerably less attractive when you're nice.
It's okay, because Jesus thinks I'm pretty, and that's the one that matters.
Jesus thinks you're pretty. Jesus is like the kid on the other side of the class who passed him out saying, do you think I'm pretty? And Jesus is like, yes.
Yeah, he crossed the Xbox, and that was...
He crossed the Xbox.
Yes,
Jesus walked across the Xbox,
yes.
And it was a miracle.
It was big enough. I mean, obviously, if he can walk across an Xbox, that's a miracle in itself because of how big it is, because you have to
the
walk
Xbox
really
had
far,
a red ring of death, and he cured it.
Yes, there you go. He brought back the Xbox from the... Yeah.
The brink of... Oh. You guys are my very best friend.
The bottom of the floor! The bottom of the floor!
Okay, all right. We got a show, guys. This is very serious stuff we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Little Karibo is actually doing an auction for Japan.
Who the hell is that?
He's the guy
I don't know.
I bet he's incredibly talented.
What?
I said, I bet he's pretty incredibly talented and funny, because, you know, that's what I would say normally.
Carol?
Was he that guy who kind of looks like a chick that sang that song about Friday?
Well, I think he was the black guy in the car. I'm not sure.
Either
he's
way,
the guy who makes Naruto the Bridge series.
Oh, I know who Little Kuribo. Yeah, the Naruto guy. I love
the
that series.
Guy.
It's really funny.
Oh,
it has ninjas in
so
it.
Amusing.
It's great. Okay, so all right, so he has this auction going on with a lot of he's selling cards to raise donations to give to Japan.
It's not just him. It is various people. It is various people in the Yu-Gi-Oh fandom who have bonded together and are going to sell a bunch of cards and plushies and pictures and stuff. And if you go to his channel, Ninja Bridge, on YouTube, or his official website, yugioabridge.com, you can find various things up for auction. And you can also bid to make him do a one-shot parody of various different anime shows, such as Tenchi Muyo, Inuyasha, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Animal Crossing the movie, and Riding Bean. And if he raises $3,000, then he will do a 5Ds parody. But I'm really angry about it because I'm a monkey!
You know, Tristan, do you think you could do, like, a short version of one of those animes just really quick?
One of those animes?
Yes.
Okay, here's my short version of Neon Genesis Evangelion. Bible bullshit! Oh no, it all exploded!
That was great. I feel like I need to give you $2,000 just for listening to that.
Give me $2,000.
That was totally worth $2,000.
$2,000. That was great.
Oh, I
okay.
forgot to say congratulations.
So, Sergeant Carraro, you're here.
Yes, I am. Yes.
So,
I
what?
Am.
How did you actually get involved? Because I didn't invite you. What were the process to actually you getting on the show?
Beginning the show? Well, I believe it was in one of my adventures in trying to take over the world. I mean, during our invasion of Peekapon, we had basically come up with a great plan to change all the sewer water supply into various cola. That's
what?
That's forcing them to be very. Very unhealthy people, so we can take over them easily. Of course, we ended up just being washed down the sewers for like 5 minutes, which is why we ran into you and your various friends, which was quite nice hanging out together. And
I remember
your...
that was Genghis Khan and like a couple other frogs from Florida. Those were you guys?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought okay. Yeah, you
so
had Hawaiian
sure
shirts
himself.
On. I remember. Right.
Yes, but yes, that's how we met in our sort of one of our many escapades, one of our many adventures. Of course, I would have stayed longer if Natsumi hadn't needed me for more chores, Kuro. But it was still nice hanging out and so forth, and I really appreciate being a part of this strange contraption called a podcast. I'll have to investigate it more. Perhaps I can use it to take over Peekapon later on.
Okay, let's see.
shut up.
Okay, so Gaston.
Yes.
How have things been? Because I actually haven't seen you since it was a long time ago.
Well, ever since the first Beauty and the Beast, I decided to go into a life of pageantry. And
you
I'm
died!
The third movie, called Beauty and the Beast 3, Beauty Pageant Edition, and I was going to go and be a ballet dancer. But that didn't turn out well, and so I had to change my contract.
You died!
Didn't you fall off a cliff or something in the original movie?
A cliff.
Was it a cliff? It was something.
It was the castle that he lived in.
Oh. Well,
I live inside
right.
a cliff. I am
well,
the
I
beast.
You guys don't know is that I had a phoenix down in my left
phoenix
hand.
Down only brings people back from unconsciousness.
I thought it's that phoenix downs only brought back people who matter.
My goodness, I think I've established that Gaston is actually Jesus.
Oh my
Gaston.
God!
did you walk across the Xbox, Gaston?
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing! I need to steal your power.
He was so proud of it. He's like, "Yes, I did walk on an Xbox. I'm the best guy in the world."
Well, everybody wants to be like Gaston. I hear anyway. I don't know.
Everybody
wants to be thrown off the cliff.
Be like Gaston, but no one truly is Gaston except Gaston.
I don't get it. What's the big deal about this guy?
We're only asked to be more Gaston-like. We can't surpass Gaston.
He seems so beautiful. How is that possible?
You want to eat 4 dozen eggs every morning to help you get large. And then when you're grown, you want to eat as many eggs as possible. You want to eat more eggs than chicken. You just want to eat the eggs.
Cool-a-loo, nope. We need more eggs! More eggs!
Protein, just eggs. And I don't mean scrambled eggs. I mean you take it, you eat it.
Where the hell am I going to find an egg? I'm a monkey.
When you're Gaston, you can make an egg come out of a monkey.
Well, you know, speaking of eggs, and guys, this...
Monkey
this,
eggs!
Look, okay, this... I was told this podcast was a really professional podcast, all right, and it's kind of getting a little out of hand. So I want everyone to come back have some sort of professionalism like this is supposed to exude. I really don't want to ruin the name of this really prestigious podcast.
What do you want us to do, talk about the friggin' weather?
Yes. Well, no, not really, but I have some pre-prepared questions that will be a very good conversation topic for all of us. I think it's very good that we express our creativity and our friendship with each other. Our unity, if you will. There's a card that reminds me of that, but I don't know what I'm thinking of. So I'll start us off with the first question, which is, what is your first childhood memory? And I'm glad you asked, Donatello. Actually, my very first childhood memory was an egg, which is what you were reminded of, is that I poked myself out of an egg, and I was in a glass bowl, and this kid was just kind of staring at me. And I remember being very hungry, and nothing happened, and then I had my three other brothers were born next to me, and one was rude, one was, like, boring, and the other one was kind of crazy.
Like a party dude? Because that seems kind
of... No, he really wasn't more party... Oh, he did turn into a party dude later. That's people just called him the party dude. And it's funny, but at the beginning, he was more of like a party guy, really. He evolved eventually, though. But no, so that was my first childhood memory. Plankton, if you would like to go next, I think that would be great.
Pass.
No, you can't pass. You gotta say.
This is stupid.
Stupid.
Okay.
You,
okay.
Right?
All right.
You
okay.
See that? Even a monkey agrees with me.
Okay,
Plankton,
monkey.
I think you need to find Jesus because you know it's important to not be angry all the time because that's really stressful for you and it can cause.
He's behind
like...
the couch.
Oh.
But before you
okay.
find Jesus,
you found Jesus.
You had to find Gaston first. I think.
It's behind. It's Kyle, Justin, and Jesus
Gaston
are behind
was
the same
Jesus.
Couch.
I am better than any god.
Okay.
I am Gaston.
Gaston, you can.
You need to start a new
first?
Religion revolving around Gaston. What
you mean
there
isn't one already? That is blasphemy.
Well, I'm trying to get everyone involved, but Plankton
Gastonism.
Won't share his feelings and is really ruining the jive.
Gastonology.
I'm sorry, I just find this whole arrangement a little bit stupid.
Well, what would you do? How would you make it better than
things
what?
With my time
but,
right now?
But Plankton, F is for friends who do stuff together, and U is for you and me, and
no,
and
F is for fire that burns down the whole town!
Ooh, such violence. I should get you a part of the armpit platoon. You would be.
You have an army?
I have indeed. A little platoon.
Well, sir, I think we may be perhaps doing business later on after the show.
I really don't think five people counts as an army, though.
Oh, it's only
five frogs.
Can I get a new body?
That if they work together with the power of teamwork, they could accomplish anything. That's what I always say.
Yes, what the religious lady said.
Well, I mean, it works for us. It works for me and my brothers because we all have really kick-ass ninja skills. And if you're just a bunch of, like, idiots, you really can't do anything.
That's a very nice thing to say. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I don't mean anything by it. Just, I mean, I've seen a couple of Sergeant Carrero's, and, you know, it's not really... Nothing, you know, at least in my show.
Just play for what would be the greatest escapade the armpit platoon has ever seen. We just need to get around to it. And I need to think of it first, and I will.
I mean, haven't you had like 200 episodes to do this stuff? And you, I mean, I haven't seen all 200. Oh, good lord,
well,
no.
Well, if you're an anime character, 200 episodes is like 5 episodes.
Oh.
That's like 5 minutes for him.
Well, it's like dog years.
Building up to the greatest escapade the world has ever known.
Okay, I didn't know that.
See? You gotta think positive.
Oh. Well. Wow, that is amazing. Okay, so, all right, well, I'm still trying to talk about our first childhood memories, and they won't want to take this one because it's super interesting and not boring
at all.
Well,
I have childhood memories because I came out of the womb a man, so I only have manneries.
Were you covered in hair when you came out of the vagina?
I was covered in more hair than a primate on steroids.
Was it all your hair?
It was all my hair.
It was primate hair as well, in addition to his own.
It was primate hair. And I learned the first attack I ever learned was Sing, except mine deals damage and most of the others put it to sleep.
My goodness. And
so just so I get this right, you're a god and a Pokemon.
You must be one of the legendaries from the last one.
I love all the legendaries. I think all the Pokemon are so clever. Sure. I mean, the more that come out, the better they get. It's like they get so original.
Legendary beasts, you say?
The beast? I'll have...
Do they have energy that's harnessable?
I'll have Bellsprout for my wife. Make no mistake about that.
Bellsprout sounds like a leader. I will meet this Bellsprout, and we will rule the world! Anyway, sorry, your question goes straight ahead.
So we've got manneries at the beginning. Okay, what about you, Tristan? What was your very first memory when you were still human?
Well, my first memory doesn't matter because
you know, before you
were
turned into a monkey. Do you remember that?
I have converted to Gastonology, so my life has become anew. So my first memory was meeting this fine gentleman here. He has promised to give me a new body once I have made enough sacrifices in my life to rise up the levels of Gastonology. And then I will be human again.
I'm tolerant of everybody's beliefs, and that sounds like it's really a good plan for you. I'm really proud of you.
Also, he's going to make a movie called Battlefield something.
Gastonica?
The Beast Relinquished.
Not Battlestar, Battlefield.
Battlefield Gastonica.
Yeah.
Battlefield Gastonica. That'll be awesome.
He will give you a real body and an Xbox.
They'll come after me in the night.
Okay. So, all right. Sergeant Carroll, what was your first childhood memory?
My first childhood, my childhood, very wonderful. Back on Charon, hanging out with my best friend, Giroro, and...
Your best friend, Giroro? He was two people.
Of course he was my best. Of course he was. I had lots of friends. We all hung out together with, you know, Giroro and Dororo together, just wandering around, basically running into various things. The pranks we play on each other, except for that one time I wrecked Giro stuff, and he kind of like tried to attack me for a week. So much running.
This was your first childhood memory. Your very first memory was breaking his staff or whatever.
He came out of the womb and he broke it.
So that sucks.
I was having fun from the word go. When once I was out, we were basically...
Someone said go when you were coming out of the womb? Okay, go!
No, I'm pretty sure that's Sonic. That Sonic must have delivered him.
No, and here on, we basically, once we're out, we are out. And we have to begin our adventures as the greatest people on the entire planet.
Don't you start out as a tadpole?
Aren't frogs... Don't they come from eggs?
Yeah.
I like the idea of Sonic making someone give birth and, like, they're trying and, like, they've been going through it for, like, hours. And then he's like, you're too slow.
Go! Sonic's a character. He really is.
I'm waiting for your baby.
No one catches Sonic like Death Star.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
I wrote it myself. It's called Me Being Better Than Sonic.
The Miracle of Birth with a Blue Hedgehog in the Room.
It's a miracle.
Is that what he's doing now? He became a doctor and is delivering babies? When was the last time? Has anyone heard from that guy in a while?
Vaguely. I don't speak to him much.
Anyone hear about the new game that's coming out? Like, it's going to be announced tomorrow. I think it's called Sonic Generations.
It's about him giving birth to people.
Okay. Well, that's great. Press A to give birth.
It's a pregnancy simulator starring Sonic. I think it was. Wow. I think it's going to be really, really good. I mean, the screenshots that I've seen of it, they look like it's going to be awesome. I think that you like, it's kind of like those, the operating room games where you have like the trauma center stuff, but it's delivering a baby and it's a spin-off. And I think you can play as Shadow, and that's going to be so cool.
It is a pregnancy simulator.
Sonic
2006, and the human princess girl is pregnant, and you're trying to help her give birth.
By yelling at her cooch.
By yelling, go!
So I think
it's going to be one of those, like, Kinect games where you have to, like, you know, have the motions with your hands.
You have to spread your legs.
You gotta spread your legs.
I hate those Kinect things. They can never see me from all the way up there on the TV.
Oh, I like them. I think they're really clever. And it's really, you know, it's awesome gaming innovation to be able to include, like, you know, not just the hardcore gamers. I think it's awesome that they're trying so hard to incorporate everybody.
I don't need a Kinect. I have an entire, like, human body I can use if I need to basically dance or do various, like,
interpretive
dance.
Carol,
you
Roll,
have
no
a
offense,
human
but
body
when you
and
move
I don't?
Your entire body, it registers you as a leg.
What?
When you move your entire body violently, the Kinect only registers you as a leg.
I know. That's why I need all five of the armpit platoon to actually make up one body.
Oh, like a frog sword.
Basically.
That is awesome. Who's
the head?
You're the head. Okay.
Can I borrow your human body?
I do have quite a few. I suppose I could offer one.
Give me a good-looking one.
The sumo wrestler one.
Sumo wrestler? Well, I've also
I'm sure that no matter what body you had, it would look awesome because, like, you would just look awesome because.
But
know.
I do have a schoolgirl outfit.
If you
give that to Tristan, just give it to him.
Can I combine the two and have a sumo wrestling suit?
A sumo wrestling Zool girl.
That'd be quite interesting.
That's really cool.
Kulalu fix the sumo wrestler and the girl outfit together.
Uh oh.
Why is he so angry?
I think we're having technical difficulties.
Why would anybody want to be that angry? I mean, it's ridiculous to be this angry all the time.
I'm not being angry. I'm trying to tell Kulalu to mix them together. He can't hear me from over here because he's too busy watching his creepy things. He's so creepy.
Okay. All right, well, let's see.
Oh, I have something else to talk about.
Okay, something else to talk about. Nice, Liz. I have a question. What do you think about panty and stocking?
I think that it's entertaining, and if you don't like it, then that's okay, because differentiating opinions
No. That I don't care about what other people think about it. I want to know your opinion about this thing. I haven't watched any of it, because I get really bad reception in the sewer, but what do you think about it?
I think it's pretty okay.
You think it's pretty okay? Okay. Okay.
So I have something else.
I don't have any problem with anything or anybody. I think that everything that comes out of Japan is worthwhile. And...
Liz.
Uh-huh?
What do you think of Satan?
Satan?
Yes.
I'm kind of disappointed that he would want to rebel against the Heavenly Father and be cast down in the fiery pits of hell.
You cannot rebel against me.
Which is where you're all going to go if you don't convert, so you might want to consider that.
Convert to my church. It's through the mist, through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, and then you're there. So, you'll be there.
It's on the bus route.
Highway 99,
and you're there. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, Gaston loves panty and stocking. Panty and stocking is what Gaston does to feminize himself so no one else feels inferior to Gaston.
Oh, that is a really disturbing image.
Are you kidding? Gaston rates the show 10 out of 10 apples, 4 dozen out of 4 dozen eggs. Panty and stocking is a show to watch. To feminize yourself.
I would have to agree with Gaston here. That sounds about right.
Oh, you're such a pussy. You know that, Liz?
Well, I don't want
you just agree with everyone. You have
Gaston.
No backbone
Chad is a pussy
at all. All you do is sit here and just agree with people.
It's not a good idea to try to, you know, to stir up people's...
I'm not trying to stir up anything. I'm just saying, you really have nothing better going on, do you? This is as good as it gets for you. This is it.
I think so.
Oh, well, okay.
Nice Liz.
Okay.
Nice Liz.
Yes?
What do you think of the guy who stole your PlayStation?
Well, it wasn't my PlayStation. It was Brian's PlayStation, so you might want to pick that up with him.
Fine.
Kiddo.
I really hope that he ended up selling it and giving the money to, like, a poor person, maybe in exchange for some drugs. I don't know, because that's, I'm not going to judge him for
or
that.
A hug.
I hope that he finds some kind of happiness and peace with himself for you know, for doing that, because it's disappointing, but I can't be angry at the guy.
Hopefully if we can find him, maybe with a couple of satellites, we can convert him to Gastonology.
Gastonology!
And then, he can donate his PS3 to the Church of Gastonology, and then Gaston can walk across back.
As I recall, I think it was a PS triple.
PS triple.
Oh, right. All right.
A PS triple. He ain't talking about
sold
that.
It to buy 4 dozen eggs.
If 4 dozen eggs is like a street term for a fuck ton of crack, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, give me some 4 dozen eggs, man. I need my egg. I need my get my egg on.
Fascinating.
Oh, there are... Okay, so at this part in time, there would be personal thank yous. So I'm going to go ahead and get some of those. Everyone needs to stall here. So let me see.
Everybody convert to Gastonology. It is the greatest religion of all time.
Yes! Somebody,
Gaston, you need to sing some of your hymns, because that's important that we...
I raise me
turn
up
to the Book of Gaston.
So be Gaston, I raise me up to walk on LeFou's face. I am Gaston when I am on Gaston. I raise me up because I am Gaston.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Hold on, I'm... Okay.
Are you a lad?
I am a lad. I'm trying to find really good ones. But...
You lad?
Okay.
Gaston, if I were to convert to Gastonology, would I be able to get such manly chest hair as yours that seems to go on forever?
Well, the genetics play a big part in Gaston's chest hair, but maybe for you. I will chop off a little bit of it, and I will give you some glue, and I will put it onto your chest.
Praise the Lord!
Just like that.
Oh,
and verily,
so
Gaston did
Thank
say,
so much,
"Eat of my chest hair, for it is my body."
Eat of my chest hair, for I piss testosterone.
That is amazing.
Okay, I have. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, ready. Okay,
go. Give birth.
Kiddo.
I don't know what the words are, but. This is as good as it gets.
Gaston.
We love everyone,
especially
you. He's the first member of the DK crew.
Okay.
Gaston.
All right. So, hey, Plankton.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for the hour to finish so I can go to bed.
Okay. Well, too bad, because you have to read this.
What is this?
It's a personal thank you.
It's a personal thank you.
That's right, for all
and
your
if there are any
customers.
Derogatory terms in there, they're supposed to be nice. If they
I
somehow
mean, obviously
manage to
people
slip in
sometimes
there.
they want to express their gratitude and their love for people so much, but they can't find the outlet to do so. So,
like
so
me.
We're here to express that for them.
Wait,
you're telling me people send in their pity messages for us to read them?
Yes.
Oh, what sad saps. Sure, if it'll shut somebody up. Okay, let me see here. So I just start from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. To all the assholes at school, I like this guy already, who have a 3DS and keep asking me for my friend code, thank you, I don't have a 3DS. The DS that I'm playing is an original one. So shut the thank up about it, and stop avoiding me like the plague just because it's not a 3DS. Thank you with an A, and I will shove your 3DSs up your thanking ass, and will force feed you laxatives just so you can go through the pain of shitting it out. Oh, I like this guy. Then I'll rip out your thong. What?
thong.
All right, maybe I'm on a different planet here, but what the hell is a thong?
I think it's a type of underwear.
I think it's an acronym for...
As we established in the first April Fools, the thong is from the Chocobo Knights fanfic, and it is a technical term for tongue.
I see. Oh, yeah. All right, bunch of weirdos. I just gotta say, Whoever's listening to this show, you're weird. Rip out your thong, whatever that is, and hang it, and hang you with it by your thumbs. Thank you. All right, I'm done.
Okay,
see,
you can go back.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it, buddy? That was pretty good. That was a good try.
Does anyone want my 3DS friend code?
I
would like
no.
3DS friend code. Yes, please.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? You don't have a 3DS? But
I was
you're
all excited for... I got one. I waited in line for like hours, which was very frightening because I was invisible and there were so many people and they kept standing on me.
Why didn't you go in one of your sumo wrestlers?
If it's any consolation, buddy, I've been stepped on so many times.
We have a common bond here. You guys could like
no,
hang
it's
out
okay.
after
it's
the show. It'd be
buddies. It's okay, Tyson.
What's the
oh, no. We need the helium. Get the helium.
Okay. I'm always getting picked on by people bigger than me.
I think that you are super special, awesome, just the way you are. And I'm
no beer at the problem.
Did that fix it?
No.
Yes, a little bit.
All right, Sergeant Carrero.
Oh yes, sir.
Here,
it's Donatello, sir.
Here you go.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, Chaos Master.
Dear son, thank you. I thought I was going to have a great spring break here in Florida, but no. Thanks to you and my thanking pale air skin, I have spent the next week looking like a thanking lobster. Not only that, but any chance I had to get a girlfriend soon, which was slim to begin with, are down with thanking drain because I will be peeling and look like a damn snake trying to get shedded skin. Next year, I'm keeping my ass at home in Indiana, where it's cold and barely any sun. On top of that, I won't even go outside during spring break. I'll just stay inside and play thanking Xbox. At least it doesn't burn my skin to a thanking crisp. P.S.
Way to go, Shatner.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. Con!
Sincerely, a tender and crispy butter, Kara.
That was pretty good.
Butter.
That was
well, thank you very much. I've been practicing my voice for a while now.
Kara. You've been practicing
You've
your
been
voice?
You've been practicing your voice?
Practicing his voice.
I have been. I have to make it all nice and better when I do my acceptance speech when I finally take over all
You can go the distance. You don't care how far. Somehow you'll be guest star.
Well, with your chest hair on my chest, I will be even more powerful than ever before.
That's pretty gay, bro. That's pretty gay.
It's impossible for Gaston to be gay, even with another man, for his masculinity outlies all other masculinity.
Outlies?
Outlies. I can even use words improperly, and you will not...
Outlast, maybe? It's okay. Yeah, maybe I could, like, toot you later or something. I don't know.
Gaston.
I wouldn't mind.
Masculinity?
So, hey! Tristan.
Yes.
Do you want to read this one, or are you too busy?
Well, if you think a monkey is capable of reading...
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
You're not what?
I'm not, I don't believe it. I think you're lying.
You're not believing it.
I'm not believing
dear, it. Dear math teacher, thank you! Even though I am rather good at math, you do not have to make me your person... bitch every time you need something done. Hey, can you stay after school to help me with one of the other classes? Do you mind staying in this lunchtime to help with marking? How about no, you stupid bitch? It's your thanking job to teach the class, not mine. How about you take a perpendicular bisector and shove it up your arse? Get your shit together already. And since when am I your personal thanking psychologist? Like I give a shit about your sister who cheated with your best friend's cousin. And now she's arguing with you because you fancied him back in college or some shit. Piss the thank off! I do not want to know about your oh-so-thanking, fascinating personal life. Also, don't act like I don't notice when you hit on me thinking you're a hot cougar rather than the 40-something-year-old hag that you are. There are boundaries, and you can clearly not thanking respect them. Thank off! And for the love of God, stop complaining about your terrible classes! Can you not handle a group of prepubescent thankwads for half an hour? Go thanking grow up hair, you burnt out piece of shit! And that's the end. There's no sincerely or anything like that.
Well, I'm sure that this teacher has the reasons for being, you know, like depressed or whatever. And I really hope that they find Jesus or they find some kind of happiness, because it's
Jesus
really bad.
Jesus is the answer to bad classes.
Perhaps they could find Gaston. It would work just as well.
Gaston
is always available. Gaston is Gaston.
I'm tolerant of everybody's religious beliefs and Gastonisms and you know, it's cool.
Theoretically, what if somebody doesn't have any religious beliefs? What happens then?
Then I still like you and respect you as a person.
Ah, yes, smushy.
You're Plankton. Nice. You know all about me. Smushed.
Hey, Gaston.
Why can't you be like Natsumi?
You bastard.
Hey, Gaston.
Yes.
Guess what? You get to do this one.
Oh, do I?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
It starts off with two of the squids and other sea animals that keep sending in personal
but
thank
I
you.
Like the squids.
Well, no, you're a monkey. Now you can't like them.
I love the animal. The
you were turned
you.
Into a monkey by lava,
funny.
And that's all there is to it.
Oh, the
monkey
squids.
Face.
They're my best
monkey
neighbor.
Face.
I know. We all know.
No, Merrick is not here.
Okay.
So, you would like me to read this personal thank you?
Yes.
Gaston doesn't give a flower that you're using the child to spread your words of war and peace and sex and all that stuff. It was funny at first, but now it's getting, thinking, annoying. Not to mention, the stalk you was thinking disturbing. It was almost as bad as the Steven Seagal stalk you, and there was a bunch of flower in that one. So in closing, shut the thank up about your damn undersea wars and sea lives. Go talk to Aquaman or someone else that's useless. Fuck you, says Gaston.
No.
In the solemn tone of godliness.
My automatic turn words into something else a trizer didn't actually turn it into something else.
Well, I suppose that makes sense, because this word was a lot longer because it had more U's and C's in it.
All right.
Gaston modifies the English language. He does not care about what is written.
Amazing. Okay.
What
all right.
Mean,
power?
I think we have just enough time to
break it down now. It's time for fanfics. There's lots of fun sex and cock. Hey now, it's time for fanfics. The shit is messed up, but rocks. He just came in my ass. Who the friggin' hell wrote this crap?
Okay.
That was a very interesting theme song.
I like the lyrics. I like the sound of that guy.
I don't know. I think the voice could use a lot of work, but it was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
All right. So, this one is actually about some people from the old cast, since we're the new cast. Musical Mike and Shady. I'm not really sure who those people are, but we need someone to be Musical Mike. Who would like to be Musical Mike? Tristan, you would like to be Musical Mike? That sounds great.
Since he thinks he's everything.
I am everything.
Gaston is the Matrix.
Okay, so, alright, okay. I think, okay, Tristan, you can be Musical Mike.
There's no spoon, holy Gaston.
Okay.
And Gaston, you can be the announcer.
Oh, I get it, because there's two words that start with the letter M, and they remind you of the word monkey.
Yes. Ew. Yes, they
Musical
do.
Musical monkey.
And, monkey Plankton, bike. If you... This is going to be weird, but if you want to try and voice Shady...
Okay. Well, I'm not good at impressions. What does he sound like?
He sounds like a Brit that got kicked in the balls.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just say it. I can't even. All right, fine.
Okay.
So, who is Gaston? Am I Musical Mike?
You are the announcer, actually.
I'm the announcer.
And
very
Tristan
well.
Is Musical Mike.
Very well, Tristan. You are Musical
Weird.
Mike.
Weird.
Hmm. Interesting.
Musical Mike chewed the banana. As the next thing, she felt his finger move against her thigh. Musical Mike swallowed the banana and looked at him.
Shady, please don't touch me like this.
Musical Mike pleaded as Shady slapped her right across the face.
Musical
I'm going to have my way with you.
She said as he grabbed her pink shirt. Musical Mike then shoved his hands away as the monkey sighed.
Sounds like Mike is a girl.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I'm not your toy and I want my pride with me.
Musical Mike shouted as Shady grabbed her and shoved her on the ground. She attempted to crawl away. However, the handcuffs kept her intact. Shady then grabbed her leg and pulled her back.
We have more matters to talk about.
Shady said as Musical Mike cried excessively. Shady only laughed as he brought her head back to his waist.
Guess what I want you to do?
Shady asked as Musical Mike could only guess by the fact that his cock was now in front of her face.
Wonderful. Please don't.
Musical Mike begged as Shady then rubbed his cock on her face.
This is disgusting.
This is
I'm a robot, so I feel no shame.
This is getting weird.
Yeah. This is getting awesome. Weird.
Yeah.
What does Nice Liz think of this?
I think that if somebody is into this kind of thing, that's cool. Personally, I'm not, but I'm going to be respectful and not, like, talk shit about it or say anything bad about it. Like some people, because, you know,
that would
anybody
be
else would be sitting here and be complaining the entire time, but I'm just going to sit here and smile.
Why can't Natsumi be more like you?
So I'm going to...
Natsumi right. needs to find Jesus Gaston.
All right, let's get on with this. Yeah! No! Lick it!
Shady said as Musical Mike closed her eyes and stuck her tongue out.
Lick it or I'll hit you!
He's very British.
As he... Gaston is narrating as he forced her slimy tongue on his penis. It didn't taste like anything, and to be honest, it smelled like bananas.
What? Who's Diddy? Who is Diddy?
That's not Diddy, it's Diddy.
Wait a minute. I'm sensing that maybe names have been changed around here. This is not a true fan.
No, it was a typo. Okay.
Who is Diddy?
The original.
It's not Diddy, it's Diddy.
Diddy. It's a new character that needs to be voiced by someone.
This was all a setup. You're trying to make me feel bad for being a monkey.
Yeah, now move it up and down!
Diddy demanded as the unwilling monkey moved her tongue up and down along his shaft.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Shady sat as the now blushing monkey brought her tongue up and down in the same place, which is on the side of his cock. The warm saliva that covered the section of his dick. He felt as he got angry. He grabbed her blonde hair and pulled her head up. He slapped her face quite harshly.
Ow! Shady Diddy, stop!
Shady
countered. I will if you lick around the dick!
Shady countered as Musical Mike cried even more a bit, but decided to go with it. She put her head down and unwillingly licked the head.
Oh, Jesus Christ! No! Oh, please don't pee!
Musical Mike thought what? As she licked around the head and stuck her tongue on his pipe.
Oh dear.
You are doing great, whore.
Shady commented as Musical Mike blushed at the term whore. Musical Mike weirdly kind of liked the dirtiness and started getting into this licking of the penis thing. She rubbed her tongue
licking of the penis
down to his ball sack. Her tongue slid went over the vein and covered it with the warm saliva. Shady moved his musical mic down with three sides of the bust that can start vanishing. She dragged her warm stomach cock over the shaft and they had this cock and Gaston was very fast. And then she kissed the head off his cock and wrapped her lips around the head of the dick.
Who reads what? That fast? That's you can't understand anything that you were saying.
I
that seems really
it.
Inconsiderate.
I'm a robot.
It was scaring me.
Spoiler. It was a spoiler.
Spoiler. It was a spoiler.
The spoiler is the credits were at the end, except that I'm not.
All right. Okay. Well, that looks like... Is that the end? Is that? Does it end there?
Well, yeah. Yes,
okay.
It's in there.
Oh, cool.
I fast-forwarded towards the part that was not as sexy as Gaston. He's the speeding up of the voice.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yes. There is always a purpose for Gaston's weird and childish ways. Well, that is the first rule of Gaston's religion.
Get up.
All right, well, that looks like the end of this. I'm going to give it back over to everyone else here in a sec. But that was fun. That was pretty cool, everyone. That was...
that, everybody did, like, really, really good. I'm really proud of everybody here.
I'm really proud of my British accent.
That was
great. That was really good.
I've been working on that for a while now.
I'm very proud of my British accent, too.
All right, well, tune in next time for Wachow with everyone else. It'll be totally normal. And blah, blah, blah. And, okay, we can go back into our normal routine now if you guys want, because that voice is kind of...
I'm just going to stay like this.
You're just going to be that the whole time.
Yep.
No, that I'm going to now... I am now going to be British Plankton.
That was funny. Oh, God.
Is about to join, and he will miss out on it.
Hey.
Hi, hey. Sorry, we did the voices, and then...
God, that was funny.
I like the fact that I didn't even know that you were gonna lament about being a monkey, and then I got a Diddy Kong, and D.
That was crazy.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Please don't pee.
No promises.
Please don't pee.
Please don't.
Too busy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so hi, Curb. Sorry. It's kind of.
Curb?
Oh, wow.
I'm here.
Hi, Curb. I love you, and we're all friends.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to murder all of you.
No, I'm not going to. It's none of your faults. Just, I would have liked to have been part of it, but unfortunately, I couldn't, so.
Sorry, man.
Curb, if it means
Krang,
anything,
right?
I love you.
That's great. Thank you.
Curb, if it means anything, please don't pee.
Guys, if it means anything, I don't get any of the inside jokes you're about to make for the next, like, day, so, sorry.
That's all right, Curb. I'm sure you will pick up on it soon.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, Curb. I mean, just because
you don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, thank
God. Sooner or later, you'll find Jesus, Curb.
He's fucking... What? Shut up!
There we go. Music to my ears.
Wait, what?
God, fuck.
Wait, what?
Jesus Christ. Okay.
That was
I need.
What the fuck is going on?
We just did like we were just in character for 45 minutes, and it's like blah. I didn't say that much, and my voice wasn't that difficult. But even I'm kind of tired, so it's like.
Oh.
I'm under severe emotional trauma. Okay?
Oh, and she was nice, Liz, for 45 minutes. We
I
had,
like the idea of a Sonic video game where he helps people give birth.
Oh yeah, you're too. I'm waiting. To give birth.
You know what would be interesting? Sonic giving birth and then, oh, please don't pee.
I had to mute myself.
Wow, what a great view.
Those voices are really fun. They'll get you in shape. I mean, I walked in with a 2-liter and came out with a 6-pack. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that is the name of this episode, Cy. Please don't pee.
Please don't pee. Okay.
Please don't pee.
Well, the funny thing, like, right at the beginning, like, hey, Mike, hey, like, oh, hey, everyone. It's totally me, Mike. How's it going? Like, Mike! Mike!
The pre-show.
Like, everyone's in character, and he's like, oh, what?
To,
everyone's
just
normal,
had to adjust.
Right? Like,
it was the pre-show. I was Richard, my twin brother. I was being him.
Okay, no, that's good.
My twin brother, Richard Patterson. Yeah.
Okay, so now that it's, like, normal time, do you want to, like, seriously talk about your auction now that you're not Monkey Tristan anymore?
Nah. But I would like to talk about, the fact that I was just announced for AvCon in Adelaide in Australia.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's awesome.
Yay. Will you be any possible way of attending that, Dave?
Possibly. Where is it held?
Adelaide.
That's really down. I could guess I could try. When
you don't have to. I mean, I just wondered if it was closer to you.
It probably is a bit far, but I don't know. I'll have a look into it. Maybe it's possible. I feel bad that I didn't come down to see you when you were in Melbourne, because I want to see Melbourne because Melbourne's so pretty. But yeah. No, I'll look into it. But that's cool.
Yes.
Okay. So, cool. Awesome.
Are we still recording and stuff? Or are we just
yes.
Like...
Yes. Okay. We've got about like 10 minutes of normal things to give everyone like some sort of sense of normalcy. But
oh, I thought.
Well, what are we gonna talk about?
Wait, I thought we weren't actually recording anymore.
No, no, we're recording and broadcasting. So
oh,
yo.
Great.
Oh,
cool.
We're just
talking about Supernova.
Normal. So if you want to say anything, like the new
oh, for people who are in England, I'm going to Dimension Jump with Masako this weekend.
Oh, sweet!
In Birmingham.
Well, that'll be cool. That'd be awesome.
Which is
God,
the official
I
Red Dwarf convention?
Be right back, England.
Oh wow, cool! A Red Dwarf convention.
Yes, it's going to have Doug Naylor, and it's going to have most of the main cast there, and they're going to talk about the future of the show.
Man, I want to go. I'd love to go to that. Oh, cool.
Just swim.
Please don't jizz, Dave. Please don't jizz.
I'm trying.
Please don't pee.
Too late.
It's everywhere. You want to be.
Oh, no. I would have told you to go to the bathroom, but you were too slow.
Here, Kirk, let me show you where this comes from, because I don't want you to be too left behind. That's
I just
want to
know who Diddy was having sex with in that fic.
Diddy?
Dixie.
Dixie.
But
Dixie.
It was Diddy D or something, so...
It was Dixie Kong and Diddy Kong.
It was Dixie Kong.
Why was it
Diddy
D?
Was this the
fanfic that that was supposed to be of us?
Yes.
Okay.
And someone wrote one, but it was like 5 pages, and I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this shit.
Five
so
pages of
something.
Us? That's pretty commendable.
I know. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't actually. It was like of Yugi, and then Shady's character, other Yugi.
Jesus.
They shouldn't be here. Thank you.
No pee.
That'll
is this the image
that'll
I'm
be
using? I guess
that should be it. Yeah, that's a good one.
That'll be the title card.
Please do not pee here. Okay. Well, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
Need a pee. Be right back.
Okay. No, you son of a bitch.
Stop that she.
It's like she
stop
and pee.
Stop that feces.
Well, I liked.
Can you talk about your commission stuff?
Like you threw beer at the mic again.
Me?
Yeah.
A few times, yes.
That was great. Too bad.
Apparently,
oh, man. Nero
somebody wants
be
to
here.
Talk about Rango too.
I want Trisby shipping to happen again. I'm so
yeah. The
upset.
Main reason I was Trisby was because I expected him to be here, but unfortunately,
now he at the last minute, his parents wanted to go to dinner. And so he was like, well, I gotta do family stuff. I'm like, that's cool.
Bummer.
But it's not, I mean, he died. He's dead.
Aww.
He died from parents.
Aww.
Yeah. I know. But next time.
Oh, that's.
There was, Liz, you should probably. You could go check this out and maybe reply to the guy, but someone left a comment on the Wachowl. the page itself.
Oh my God, we don't like Liz. You should get rid of her.
I know. I was
so
like,
perf,
what the
perf, perf,
fuck?
Perf, perf. Yes, obviously.
I was like,
we didn't get rid of her, so take that, you fucking.
Yo, what's up, faggot? Still here? How's it going?
What? Correct. What? What are you gonna do? What?
Liz, how are you?
Calm
down. Just calm down.
Okay.
Down.
What's up, Grim?
I said, how are you still here?
I don't know. I'm apparently there was nobody else here, and so I was like, "Hey," I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Well, there's supposed to be a lot
of
people.
Liz is awesome, and I'm glad
that
you're here.
I'm still totally wanted as a respected and cared about member of the cast. Because
well, no,
like,
no, like
how,
you said,
I
you
like
didn't...
how nice Liz was saying how great and talented I was.
Yes, that wasn't sarcasm either. I actually couldn't think of anything else to say except for I love everybody.
I just thought it was really funny.
Everyone, I thought I was trying to be sarcastic. Like, what would Liz not say? Okay, I love everybody, and everyone is so
well,
awesome.
Like, what do you think of Satan? And like,
clever.
He's all right.
He's okay. There,
I like, thought of something that I can give a holla to.
What?
That new video I made for you for the GG guys voiceover.
Oh yeah.
That was
yeah.
Awesome.
There's now two new phrases that are sort of hitting on the comments page, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from it. And that's "Let there be chicks," where Psy momentarily sounds like Homer Simpson for some reason.
And if you ever get the chance to see Dave, be sure to call him Dave!
Like, hey, Dave! How are you doing today, Dave?
Dave!
If I go to a convention, I will kill you.
So wait, okay, Shady, you did the Dragon Ball Z song like a while ago, right?
I checked my old project folder. I did that in June 2010.
Oh, okay. Is that why? Okay. Is that why Abe Liz is still there?
What?
Well, the reason why why have you updated them since?
Yeah,
they've been re-updated.
Months ago,
for several months. They've been
just about this time last year, honestly, they've been updated.
Well, the idea was that I made the project like a year ago because I said I was going to do it for your birthday in 2010 and I never got it done.
That's cool. I think that Liz should have been Abe Liz in this.
I should have been four score and 7 years ago.
Four score and I will kill you, Thor! No, like I was watching the video like the eighth time and I'm like, oh wow, Shady did such a oh shit! Like, why is Abe Liz? So she is gonna rip my balls off and throw them out the window.
I haven't even watched this yet, so I can't get mad. I don't really care.
It's funny as hell. I meant anything by it.
It's just like when I made the project, I archived all the images I could get, so I was ready to go. And when I came back to the project folder to make it, I found that all the resources were there, so I didn't think to look at the website.
Guys, I'm mad. It's okay. It's not like, oh, well, nice list and Jesus. No, I'm honestly not mad. It's okay.
I was like, wow. I don't fucking believe. Because I went back, I'm like, oh shit, is that still there? And I went back, I'm like, no. Where did Shady? What the fuck? How did he?
Do you
want to
know where I got it?
Dave. Dave. That was fun. And I just like how.
That's my favorite. And awesome.
Oh yeah.
What if I made it so the next panel was you flying around as a space hero? Do it, Dave.
Oh yeah, like the first time you actually voiced me, it sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, and then the next part, I couldn't really keep it up for the second scene because you were just getting hysterical.
No, it's okay. It's okay. They're like yelling at a video game. It's all right. I date video games. I date Donkey Kong Country and Arthas, so it's all right.
You whore.
I know.
If anybody wants to check out the video, just go to my YouTube channel. Or Saiken, you can put it in the description of this podcast.
It's also on ggguys.com. Just scroll down to the bottom and there's a link to it.
Oh, neat. Hey,
it's awesome.
I think Curb wants to talk about something and then I'm going to ask for money like back because that's what I do.
Oh, actually, talk about the commission thing first because that's more important.
Hey, Sai and I broke up. It sounds like we didn't, but it's cool because we did, so whatever.
Sai and I broke up. Give me money because I'm cut off.
Pretty much. It's not quite that bad. No, I have a job already. It's okay. But yeah, I'm doing commission
Congrats
stuff because
job.
Money's important. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to send you have like a $250 check here I'm going to send off.
Yes, I do, which is awesome.
And then you also got a $30 check on top of that.
Let me draw things for money, okay?
Okay.
Let me draw things for money.
Okay. Then.
Okay. You draw that fake.
Okay.
And it's not Blizzuka, it's Raleigh Roll@DeviantArt.
Okay, yeah, it's RaleighRoll.DeviantArt.
Please don't ask her to draw things that are peeing.
Dear Liz, will you
Liz, it's my fetish. No joke. Learn how to draw ponies because I think Mike and Shannon are about to make like $200 off of doing pony commissions. So
I almost kind of considered emulating the style because I thought the style was really cool in the first place. Oh, like kind of like I picked up paint stuff.
It's a hard market to jump on the train for right now. So if you want to,
I would really, 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 really like to see a Dave pony.
Isn't there already one? Isn't it Crikey Nay or whatever?
Crikey Nay. Yeah.
I forgot to do it. Mine is my favorite. It's called Pony OC, apparently.
Okay, yes. Curb, you want to talk about your thing with the stuff?
Oh, yeah, sure. there's something on Newgrounds right now. If you go to the front page, there's a independent 2D platforming game that I voice a character in called Hunters, Relic of Stars. It's the brainchild of this guy whose username is Rhett. It's R-H-E-T. It's R-H-E-T-E.newgrounds.com if you want to go to his main page. And yeah, it's a 6-level built from the ground up 2D platforming shooter. It's like Metroid or
New.
Or Contra. Yeah, Contra. It's like a cross between Contra and Metroid, basically. And each stage is about an hour worth of gameplay each, sometimes more. The 4th level just came out today. It took me about an hour and a half to get through it. But yeah, it's super addictive if you get into it. The graphics are not great because the guy basically made the entire thing on his own, and he's more of a programmer than he is an artist. But the gameplay is super fun. Really, really good voices. Rena-chan and Oma Don and T-Mac are in it as well. I play the final boss. He'll be in the final stage. The first 4 levels are on newgrounds.com right now. You can see on the front page there's a big image linking to the newest level. And then level 5 will be out this Friday, and the final level, which I'm in, will be out next Monday. So check that out. It's called Hunters Relic of Stars. Go to newgrounds.com's front page or rhete.newgrounds.com to go to the guy's profile to see all 4 levels kind of assembled together if you want to get on that. So definitely give that a shot.
I said totally what? Cool. What?
What? No, I'm in the mood today, sorry. Anyway.
Oh my god.
Anybody else got anything to plug a lug or?
That's really it for me. And farting.
Sorry, it's that horrible cat. Charity.
Oh yeah, I'll put up all the links to everything. So if you wanna, if you like for Martin stuff, if you wanna get on that and possibly do a voice in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge thing, vote on the Unity card.
Unity.
Jesus, great. Who the hell?
It's Shady.
Shady is just losing his mind, I guess. Do I have really bad gas? Is that what's going on? I'm sorry. It's that.
That's great. That's great.
It's all that breaking up with Liz. Vote
for one of the
5
available other animes for Martin to destroy in a single.
Right now, Inuyasha is winning.
I had a feeling. I'm basking because I don't remember. Did I suggest Inuyasha or did I suggest a different one?
I think you did suggest Inuyasha.
Okay. Yeah, because
well, I really want to see Evangelion. Biblical stuff, explosions.
I think you already hit up Evangelion in that, like, How to Abridge 101 thing or whatever, like, forever ago. We had, like, little sort of teases of, I don't know if you would actually keep those, but.
No.
But Inuyasha, I think, has potential to be hilarious, so my money's on that.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I want to do Tenchi.
Well, you wanted to do Tenchi anyway, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, this would give me an excuse.
Maybe someday.
Oh, I'm doing this because it was for an auction. No one look at me weird, no one look at me weird, no one look at me weird. All right, that's the end of the show. Everyone should join us next time, and I won't be Donnie, and, like, Gabby's gonna be here, and if I can get her, Vero's gonna be here, and Liz isn't being kicked off, so fuck you.
Awesome.
Oh, gee, Sci-Guy. Whatever happened to the 200th episode Spectacular-ma-fart?
Oh, the 200th episode, whoever told me that, and I believe... It's my fart. It's my fart. Well, damn it, Shady.
Your fault.
You got it. It's my fault, Jesus. Because I blindly Freud. Believed them. And then had gas.
No one's gonna take you seriously now.
I know. It's okay. Whatever.
You
know it's what? This episode
you know
is the
100th. Just hang up and put it away.
This episode
like
is the 100th.
It's my fart.
It's my fart. All my farts.
Jesus. That's the world farts, etc.
This is the 180th episode right now. Right now.
These are the gas.
Not 200. So.
Farts.
So there you
it's
go.
Friends, only farts.
Great. Shady, I will kill you.
Fart, Beth.
Please don't fart, Shady.
I must fart on Tristan Monkey. Great.
No.
Jesus.
Dave, don't you have a doctor's appointment or something you have to go to?
I do indeed.
Get the fuck out of here.
We all have doctor's appointments. Okay, bye.
Bye.
No beer at the fart.
Alright, great. I am out of here. That's the show. Tune in next fart for the same farting time. What fart? It's like a fart in the face. Bye, everybody. Great.
Chaos. Chaos.